Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
So now we are on to Brett Kessler with the money multiplier. Tell us about the money multiplier, because we all want to multiply our money.
Yeah, absolutely. So the money multiplier is a concept. It's driven by a book that was written by R. Nelson Nash. He wrote this book called Becoming Your Own Banker. And R. Nelson Nash wrote this book back in 2000. Actually, he was my mentor. And he passed away about 5.5 years ago at age 87 years old in March of 2019. And basically, the concept is about you being able to build, keep, and create wealth through your own debts and expenses that you already have, right? All by just adding one step in your financial life. Now you're able to recapture and recycle those dollars that were currently going out to other individuals. So I actually just was in a conference. I learned about the concept and I thought it was too good to be true, right? This was back in 2006. And then a couple years later, I learned that it wasn't too good to be true because a lot of my colleagues that were at that conference implemented this in their life. It completely changed my financial life, you know, and now fast forward, I've been teaching this around the country, 50 to 70 live events a year, 100 to 120 Zoom events, virtual events, podcasts. We're now helping like over 14,000 people in the states and every state of the country. We have Canadian colleagues that we work with as well. So I just became very passionate about it and I started teaching it after I implemented the concept myself, where I paid off almost $1 million of debt, $984,711 in debt to be exact, in a period of time of 39 months, 3 years and 3 months. I didn't have to change my cash flow. I didn't have to work harder. I didn't have to take any additional risk or lose control of my money. I simply added this one step in my financial life, and that's what changed it. So the concept of the whole infinite banking, it's driven by the wealth building tool of being able to build your own banking system. And the product that we use, the machine that we use to do that, is a whole life insurance policy in a mutual company that pays dividends. Now, I know I say those bad words, life insurance, and everybody's mind tunes out, right? There's probably somebody that says, oh, okay, life insurance. I'm going to go walk the dog, burp the baby, you know, do the dishes or whatever, because people think they know everything there is to know about life insurance. You may be thinking, how on earth would you ever use a life insurance product to build, keep, and create wealth, right? Well, again, so this is what the rich have been doing for over 200 years. Like if you go study the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Stanleys, the Barclays, like if you study how Walt Disney built Disneyland, how Ray Kroc funded McDonald's, how Pampered Chef got started before Warren Buffett bought Pampered Chef. This is what they're doing. This is exactly the tools that they're using. And if you even look back, so banks, conventional banks, are the number one purchasers of whole life insurance in the world. They own more life insurance than all of their land and their buildings combined. And since 2014, they have quadrupled the amount of life insurance they purchased. Banks are insuring their key employees, like their brass, all through the banking system. And they're using this to build, keep, and create wealth. And the thing you're able to do is take that life insurance policy, and it's specifically designed for high immediate cash value. So in other words, when you put money into this policy, you immediately can use the cash value. Now, my definition of immediately is within 30 days. So you put money into this, you're able to use the cash value to go pay your debts, your expenses, to buy your products, your services, to make your investments, right? You can use the money for anything that you want. You never have to worry about sending it back into the policy once you bring it out.
So you have a life insurance policy, you're paying, $500 a month or something, and has a cash value of $100,000. You can get that $100,000 out after 30 days, and then you have the use of that money to do whatever you need to do to build a business or make an investment. Is that basically it?
Well,
you don't have to die.
No, you don't have to die. And see, that's what most people think. Like when they buy life insurance, it's not going to benefit them. It's going to benefit the next generation, our children, our grandchildren, but not this type of policy. Now, I want to be clear. This is not any type of life insurance policy. It's not a term policy, a variable policy, a universal, an IUL, an index universal life policy. This is a specifically designed, specially engineered whole life policy that's in a mutual company that pays dividends, that has guaranteed growth, and it's designed for the high immediate cash value. So it all goes in to what type of policy it is and how the policy is actually designed, right? So it's not the policy that you can go to your brother-in-law that sells life insurance and get, right? We all have a brother-in-law that sells life insurance, yes? It's not that type of policy. So the answer to your question even further is that the thing you mentioned, Richard, is the death benefit. The thing you got to remember is there's a death benefit on the policy, but there's also cash value in the policy. The cash that you're using is essentially a prepayment of the death benefit. The death benefit will always be higher than the cash value or the loan available. I can tell you, if the insurance company thought you were going to die soon, they would never sell you the policy, right?
Right.
So you have to qualify to own a policy on your own body.
Right. There.
So the thing that you're doing is you're essentially borrowing the cash value or the loan availability on the policy, which is always a lower number than the death benefit. Well, insurance company can never, ever lose because the death benefit is always higher than that cash value and you are guaranteed to die, right?
Well,
so if you don't pay back the policy loan, what happens is the death benefit will pay off the loan balance because they've already given you that money while you're living, and then the rest of the money goes to your beneficiaries tax-free. So essentially what we're doing is adding one step in your financial life. That's all we're doing. We're putting the dollars inside of the policy first because that's what we want to do is pay tax on our money one time only. We want to get that money into a tax-free environment where it's growing tax-free, and the government is completely out of our hair. And now we're able to access and use that money to buy the things that we're going to buy in life anyway. For example, pay down debts, pay your mortgage, your credit cards, your car, your student loan payments, whatever it is. But then there's a time where as time goes on, usually you tend to build more wealth in your life and you don't have as much third-party debt maybe. Or maybe you do, but now what you want to do is you want to go buy a business. You want to invest in products or services, right? You want to use that money to do investments. Like I do a lot of real estate investing. It has nothing to do with my life insurance portfolio or how I do life insurance, but that's what I like to do. I understand real estate. I could go buy gold and silver, antique cars, bitcoins, cryptocurrency. I could do all of that, but I don't understand that. So what I do is I take that money from the policy and I'm using it to invest in that real estate, such as long-term rentals, short-term rentals, Airbnbs, VRBOs. And I also do lending. I lend money to people for projects, primarily real estate. So I'll put money into real estate development deals where I'm in first position collateral. Now, how I add that one step is like most people would just take the money and say, okay, let me loan you the money or let me invest in this piece of real estate. Well, I add the one step. I put the money in the policy first, and then from the policy, I take a loan from the general fund of the insurance company. I don't take a withdrawal. I take a loan, which is key, because when I take a loan, I don't ever take my money out of the policy. So all my money is still in the policy, growing and compounding in that tax-free growth rate environment. And I'm using that money to make that investment or to buy that piece of real estate. So my money is working for me over and over again. It's got multiple uses, and I never have to pay back the policy loan, all right? And I never have to explain to the insurance company why I'm taking the money out or why I am using the money. Now, if I do pay back the policy loan, which is great, then I have that money there immediately again, not like as far as 30 days immediately, today immediately to use again right now to go out and fund other deals. So really what I'm doing is I'm recycling and recapturing money, and I'm using it over and over. And I'm just going to point out two books. There's a guy named Robert Kiyosaki that wrote a book called Rich Dad Poor Dad. He also wrote another book called Second Chance. This concept that I teach is exactly what Robert Kiyosaki talks about in his book, Second Chance. And there's another guy named Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins wrote a book called Money Master the Game. In chapter 5.4 of that Tony Robbins book, this is exactly the concept that Tony Robbins teaches. However, he talks about it, him and Robert talk about it in their books, but the problem is they make it too complicated and difficult to understand. And when people read it, they just read right through it and don't understand what's going on.
I want to butt in for a minute and ask Joe if he has a question for you.
Yeah, so it's totally new to me, and I'm just curious as to how it's going.
It's going great. You know, I started as a customer of this. I actually implemented this in my own life back in 2008. I paid off that almost $1 million of debt in 39 months. And I became really passionate about this because nobody ever taught me this. I was always taught, just like probably a lot of you guys are with your parents, your grandparents, friends, colleagues, and coworkers. They say, what? Go get a good job. Go work for 30 or 40 years. Max out your 401k, your IRA, your qualified plan, and the government will take care of you down the road. Well, we know that doesn't happen, and that was a load of crap, right? That just doesn't happen for most people. So I was on a mission to share this because I couldn't believe what the concept did in my own life. So I started teaching this in March of 2012, about 12 and a half years ago. And every single year after year after year, I mean, all the way through the whole entire transition, business has increased. More clients have come on board to implement this concept in their life. And keep in mind, I'm not the only one that does this. You don't have to do it with Brent Kessler at the Money Multiplier, right? There's other people you could do this with, but it's just getting the word out there. See, the problem in America, and again, I'm not going to steal the quote, I'm going to repeat the quote that the late Will Rogers said. He says, the problem in America isn't so much what people don't know, it's what people think they know that just ain't so. So,
so true.
A lot of the stuff that we've been taught about wealth and money is just simply not the truth. So I was on a mission to peel back the onion to see how this really, really works in the financial life. Right, as far as in people's financial life. And here we are 12 and a half years later, you know, so the Money Multiplier, the thing, you can Google the Money Multiplier. You can go Google my name, Brent Kessler. You'll see pages and pages of plan designs, case studies, success stories, testimonials. I have a full 90 plus minute presentation that breaks down the concept and how it works on our website, themoneymultiplier.com. I also wrote a book called Mapping Out the Millionaire Mystery that I'll offer to all your listeners. Just go to the website or send me an email, brent@themoneymultiplier.com. I'll send you the ebook version of that book that I wrote. But don't take my word for it. Go do the research yourself and go watch the testimonials and the success stories of the thousands of clients that we have out there online.
Well, Brent, it sounds like this is a passion project for you.
I'm just on a mission to serve people with this knowledge that people don't understand. Just like Joe said, he's never heard about this. And I travel around the country and I speak live on stage And if 10% of the audience of that audience that I'm speaking to, whether it's live or virtual, has heard about this concept, it's a lot. People don't know. They just don't know what they don't know.
Well, Brett, you have me convinced. TheMoneyMultiplier.com. Get the book, Mapping Out the Millionaire Mystery.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.